Pale from birth with close-cropped white blonde hair and invisible eyelashes, he'd often felt during his 36 years that the Australian sun was trying to tell him something. It was a message easier to ignore in the tall shadows of Melbourne than in Kiwara, where shade was a fleeting commodity. Fork glanced once at the road leading back out of town, then at his watch. The funeral, the wake, one night, and he was gone. 18 hours, he calculated, no more. Keeping that firmly in mind, he loped towards the crowd, one hand on his hat as a sudden hot gust sent hems flying. Inside, the church was even smaller than he'd remembered. Shoulder to shoulder with strangers, Fork allowed himself to be ferried deeper into the congregation. He noticed a free spot along the wall and darted in, carving out a space next to a farmer whose cotton shirt strained taut across his belly. The man gave him a nod and went back to staring straight ahead. Fork could see creases at his elbows where the shirt sleeves had until recently been rolled up. Fork removed his hat and discreetly fanned himself. He couldn't help glancing around. Faces that at first had seemed unfamiliar came more sharply into focus, and he felt an illogical rush of surprise at some of the crow's feet, silver-streaked hair and gained kilos sprinkled throughout the crowd. An older man two rows back caught Fork's eye with a nod, and they exchanged a sad smile.